Hello, everybody. Roger Pipe from Roger Views here. Thanks for tuning in to another podcast. This one's going to be kind of a serious issue one. There's a lot of stuff floating around right now on this particular issue. I want to keep this kind of factual and non-emotional just so we can kind of get this issue out and maybe even spark some good discussion about it. So there's an idea of floating around, and it's been floated before, but it's kind of gaining a little steam right now with certain industry insiders and activists and advocacy groups that the legal age to perform in adult, let's just call it adult entertainment, right? Movies and websites, from 18 as it currently is now up to 21. Now, what's being discussed is either a ban enforced by the government or a blacklist enforced by the industry. Either way, it would be across the board. No one can perform until they're 21. Now, let's be clear on this, okay? I do not and have never advocated the lowering of the age of consent, okay? I've been in this business 25 years. I've got over 2 million words written, hundreds of podcasts, and never, not once, have I ever implied or supported the lowering of that age. Anything to the contrary is a lie, period. Okay, so let's just be clear on that. Now, that said, I do oppose raising the age from 18 to 21. Lots of reasons why. We're going to go through a lot of them now. I also support the right to choose, the performer's right to choose, the producer's right to choose, the audience's right to choose. No one needs a ban by the government or some industry watchdog agency if you think it's the right thing to do. If a producer, like Axel Braun, doesn't want to hire performers of that age, awesome. Don't. If you as a performer think it's a horrible thing, don't work with performers under that age. Totally fine. There's a huge difference, though, between choosing to do something because it's right and having it enforced on you. And that's really the biggest problem. Why do I oppose it? Good question. First of all, 18 years of age in the United States equals adulthood in virtually everything. You're independent, you're legal. It is the age of consent. Now, I realize that in some jurisdictions, the age of consent for sex is lower than that. Don't really have the details on that. Honestly, some of those websites that list that are kind of gross. But the federal government says at 18, the age of consent exists, and that's when you can perform in adult films. Because at 18 years, at 18 years of age, that trumps all the other lower age of consent. Okay? So you have the right to have sex. You can vote. You can join the service. So basically what you're asking here, or you're trying to enforce, is to single out performers based on their age. You're telling a select group of legal adults that they cannot perform in this industry. That's a really tough thing to do legally. First of all, how does it apply? Only in movies and websites? Does it include camming? Solo camming or camming with a partner? Does it include stripping? Does it include modeling? Does it include phone sex? There's no plan for that. What exactly can they do and can they not do? And since it is based strictly on age, from a legal standpoint, it is absolutely discrimination. You're taking people who are adults and saying, for these 3 years, you can't do that. There is absolutely no way that's going to hold up in any sort of court. It's just not going to happen. If we're going to allow age to be the only determining factor, why cap it? Why 21? Why not 25? Why not 27? Why not 30? Why not cap it at the top end? Should people not perform after 60? After 70? And if you can discriminate based on age, why not weight? Why not looks? That's the problem with this. When you talk about banning something, you have to apply the law across the board. And there's no plan to do that. It is just this discriminatory, random age thing that says 21's fine, 18 is not. It can't be done legally. And from a blacklist standpoint, again, who's going to enforce it? So that's the biggest problem, is it's absolutely discrimination. You cannot argue that it's not discrimination because these 18-year-olds are adults in all ways except this. Now, we're not going to allow you to do this. It's going to be really difficult. Second problem, and this is a really big one, right? Right now, there's a lot of us fighting to have sex work seen as just work, to legalize sex work of all kinds, stripping, escorting, porn, all this, to have it seen as work, to have it legitimized in ways that it has never been before, right? And the idea that we're going to somehow otherize porn performers is absolutely problematic. Again, are we going to apply this to all other forms? Are we going to say that you cannot be an escort until you're 21? That you cannot be a stripper until you're 21? And when we say that, we're saying to a specific group of people, adults, mind you, that they must be shielded from this work. And if you're doing that, if you're denying adults the right to work, how in the world can an advocacy group for this group of people deny them the right to work? It just doesn't make any sense on any level. Now, there's a lot of reasons given for this. Some of them I'm not even going to go over because, honestly, there's a lot. One of them, I actually read one of the replies to a pro comment was, girls at that age don't make rational decisions. Well, that's not even a point worth arguing because it's just so completely off the wall. But if we remove that and just sort of condense it down, they're not old enough to make this kind of decision, is what people are saying. Old enough and mature enough, okay? Who says? They're adults, right? They can get married. They can take on debt. They can absolutely do what they want. What makes performing in adult movies any worse than other decisions they're legally allowed to make? This argument is absolutely anti-sex work. It is singling out sex work as somehow worse than all these other things. And you're seeking to do it because they're not old enough to make these decisions? What else are you going to deny 19-year-olds? Are you going to deny them transition medications because they're not old enough to make that decision either? Where are you going to stop with this? And this is the problem, right? Everybody wants to make these decisions in a vacuum. They don't happen that way. You're sending a clear message here that somehow performing in porn is something that people must be shielded from. Another argument we hear a lot is that performing in porn has potential lasting physical, emotional, and psychological harm. And they're adults. No one's going to argue against that statement. Okay, there is absolutely the possibility of physical, emotional, and psychological harm from this industry. Absolutely. So we're going to ban all of it because of potential harmful effects? If we're going to do that, let's take a look at what else you can do at 18 that maybe has some potential harmful physical, mental, and emotional effects. Let's start with the military. Anybody want to argue that joining the military at 18 could have potential psychological, emotional, and physical effects? Care to take a look at how many people come home minus a limb or with PTSD? If young, specifically women, because that's who's being targeted here, cannot make these decisions because they have long-lasting implications, then how in the world are you going to justify anybody joining the military at 18 or 19 or 20? What about law enforcement? Again, potential long-term effects? How about any dangerous occupation? That's the point. A lot of occupations are dangerous. A lot of decisions we make have potentially long-lasting negative impact on our lives. We don't usually regulate that because we have children and we have adults. That 18-year line, that's where it is right now. You can argue that all you want. If you move it forward up to 21, then you got to move it forward for everybody. It can't just be for one group of people, otherwise you're singling them out. And that is the biggest problem. You can't ban just this one thing because it might be dangerous. It just doesn't work that way. There's another problem with this. If you take the position that this work must be banned for 18 to 21-year-olds, then you're saying that it's too dangerous or too bad for some people. No one's saying that it's bad for everybody. Even the people that are proposing this aren't saying it's bad for everybody, but you're saying for some people it's bad. In doing so, you're siding with those people who would argue that porn, performing in it and watching it, is harmful or a public health issue. Right now we're seeing that in more and more states. We're fighting against that, and you're actually arguing for them. You're arming them with an idea that somehow this business is so detrimental and so wrong and so bad that you must call for the government to make it illegal or blackball anybody. That's what you're doing. You're handing them a club to beat you over the head with. Again, this is advocacy groups trying to do this. And once you hand them that, who's to say 21 is old enough? Who's to say 25 shouldn't be the age? Or 30, or that maybe there's some other things we should look at. It's just really, really bad precedent. It's also troubling because it infantilizes a group of adults, right? This whole line of thinking that a certain group of performers, specifically young women, can't make the right decision, I cannot disagree with that enough. It's sexist and it's just arrogant. Who's to say that you get to decide for this group of women what they can do with their bodies? That's just fundamentally wrong and anti-choice and anti what this industry is about. If someone, some agency can say at 19 you cannot, who's to say they can't say it at 22 or 42? You're handing them this idea, and it's done just completely wrong-headed. This idea that only people of a certain age can make good decisions should not be embraced. It's just a bad idea because there are 19-year-olds who are more mature than 40-year-olds. There are other factors. If you wanted to come in and have a litmus test as to who can do porn and who can't and who can make a good decision and who can't, there are lots of ways you can do it. But you're going to put it out there as just an arbitrary number and say that all people of these ages should be absolutely banned from doing it? It's absurd. You should not treat sex workers like children to be coddled and shielded. They are adults, and they should be respected and supported. And we don't respect and support them by treating them like children who are too delicate to do things that they should be allowed to do when they're adults. Again, you're talking about precedent. There's all kinds of things that might be bad for you, and you can take it all away. There's also what this is saying about the material itself. If you're arguing that performing in XXX is bad for 18 to 21-year-olds, what are you saying about the people who are watching it? Is that okay? Should they also be shielded from it? Why not? I mean, porn is not for children, period. Shouldn't be made by it. It's not made for them. It shouldn't be watched by them. So if you're going to say that now, to perform in porn, to be an adult, you have to be 21, aren't you also saying that your audience should be 21? How are you going to argue morally or intellectually, let alone legally, that it's okay to watch when it's not okay to perform in? It's a serious question that somebody should be asking. So we can go back to the idea that this could be a choice. It doesn't have to be done legally or through a blacklist, which is what's being proposed. If you want to advocate choice, the choice that a more mature performer can better handle the roles, the more extreme sex acts, fine. If a production house only wants to work with actors and actresses of a certain age, I support that, even if it opens some problematic doors. If consumers want to support companies that only shoot 21 and above, that's fantastic. We had this with condoms, right? Performers got to choose if they worked with condoms. That became really problematic because only really one or two companies stayed with it. But consumers had the choice to follow Wicked because they stuck with the condoms, or they could go with another company. So if you wanted to do that, again, Axel Braun does it, great. People can say, you know what, I support that. I'm going to go with that. I'm not going to watch or patronize the companies that do otherwise. That's totally fine. That's choice. And choice is key, right? Supporting a legal change to the age of consent to 21, it's impractical and it's undesirable, ultimately. More government intervention in this industry or a blacklist that somebody keeps, really, really bad idea, right? Supporting an industry-wide ban is discrimination and it's wrong. It's not about protecting performers, but taking away their rights. Their right to make a living, their agency as adults, and all because someone, somewhere, think that they know what's good for everyone else. That's the problem. If you think people shouldn't perform before the age of 21, not a problem with that. That's your opinion. You can make reasoned arguments in that direction. I've just made some reasoned arguments in the other direction. You can disagree with them. You can think they're full of shit. That's fine. You're going to have a hard time disputing the fact that this is discrimination. It's going to be very difficult to enforce. And ultimately, it's not really going to help anybody except those who wish to control performers. That's it. I'm Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. I thank you for listening. I welcome your feedback. Raj at RogerViews.com. Roger T. Pipe on Twitter. You can find me, you can leave a comment wherever you find this. I do welcome discussion on this, even debate. Again, this was kind of the rational, calm version of this discussion. I'm sick of having the other, so that's it. Anybody got anything to say? The floor is yours.